Russia letting its weapons do the talking. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Peace negotiations are scheduled to resume today, but the Ukrainians say the Russians can't be trusted.
Just days after vowing to pull back from Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, we've seen nothing but an increase in attacks. A senior defense official telling Fox News that Russian jets have flown 300 strike missions in the last 24 hours. And yet a defiant Ukrainian military continues to take back ground, specifically north of Kyiv in the suburb of Irpin.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Lviv, and Ukrainian forces are reportedly on the offensive across the Russian border. Reuters reports the governor of the Belgorod region in Russia says Ukrainian helicopters have struck an oil storage facility in Belgorod, setting it on fire. President Biden predicts gas prices in the U.S. could drop by 35 cents a gallon in the months ahead.
From a million barrel a day release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve over the next 6 months.
I know gas prices are painful. I get it. My plan's going to help ease that pain today and safeguard against tomorrow.
The president calls it a wartime bridge to increase supply.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says nonsense.
Is that like dropping a pebble in the ocean? It's going to have almost no impact on daily consumption.
Senator McConnell telling Fox's Shannon Bream on Fox News at night the Biden administration has gone after the fuel industry in every conceivable way. For the first time, a group of Amazon workers may be close to authorizing a union. In a representation vote at an Amazon warehouse on New York's Staten Island, Yes is leading by about 350 votes out of more than 2,600 counted. The National Labor Relations Board will continue counting ballots today. Amazon workers at a warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama, appear to have rejected unionization in a close vote, which the union there may challenge. America is listening.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Listening to Fox News. In Houston, a Harris County Sheriff's deputy on a shopping trip with his family has been shot and killed. The sheriff says when he saw suspects breaking into a car, he intervened. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez.
It's tragic. You know, we're tired of this crime in our community. We're tired that people aren't even safe to go out to the grocery store. This is a cop. This is a cop that's just out with his family. It could be any one of us.
The deputy killed identified as 51-year-old Darren Almendarez. The sheriff says he was a warrior. A police officer was shot and killed yesterday afternoon in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, during a domestic disturbance call. Two other officers were wounded. That suspect was also killed. Airport security procedures will soon become more gender neutral. The Transportation Security Administration says there'll be updates to their scanners used for screening, and an X will be used in pre-check for travelers who identify as neither male nor female. And the TSA will also receive instructions on screening intended to make the procedures less invasive. The State Department announcing that Americans applying for a U.S. passport will be able to identify with the gender designation X starting a week from Monday. That move intends to make federal documents more inclusive for transgender, intersex, non-binary, and gender non-conforming people. Scientists say they have finally completed the full human genetic blueprint.
The puzzle pieces are complete, and a collaboration of scientists say they are they're finally finished with mapping the human genome. This comes nearly two decades after a first draft of their research was put forward. The human genome is a set of instructions to build and sustain a human being. The international team of scientists says it will give humanity a greater understanding of our evolution and biology while opening the door to future medical discoveries. They published their research in the journal Science. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Skippy recalling tens of thousands of jars of peanut butter that may be contaminated with small fragments of metal. I'm Jack Callahan.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.